Blog Talk Radio.
It's the streets. It's Bronny and them going 3-peat and make history, or Tim Duncan going to avenge what happened last year. It's the streets. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga.
The streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip hop. Oh my goodness, man. We coming to you live from various parts of the country. Man, I'm going to be a satellite in the community as usual in Cleveland, Ohio. And man, I got my cellmate, super producer T-Ro. You know what I mean? Holding it back down at the camp, man, back in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's hot like the show. Man, what's your deal, T-Row? How was your weekend, man, before we get started?
Oh, man, you know what it is. I want to say what's up to my people out there in the world, in the land of the WWW, the Worldwide Web, keeping us tied. Hell, Boogie, I was at the lake yesterday with the wave runners and the little floaties, the tubes, you know what I'm saying? Just out there trying to get some cool weather, man, because when you're pushing triple digits like we push, man, you got to do something to keep you cool, man. So no fishes, but a whole lot of, eye candy at the lake, baby. You know what I mean. Trade a man for some pies
and a couple of things to the... Oh, man, it's frenzy. And when I say it's frenzy, bro, man, it's frenzy in the city of Cleveland, boy. Ooh-wee. Man, we got a couple things on the marquee, man. We're going to holler about, you know, the evaluation of the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Man, let's talk about the finals. Before we get started, let's talk about OKC and the performance that they put on the other night. Who do you blame? Scottie Brooks, or do you blame the players? You blame Kevin Durant? Do you blame Russell Westbrook? Or do you blame Scottie Brooks? It can't be a one-third. It got to be a majority role. Who do you blame?
Well, you know, L Boogie, in today's game, man, you know, we win. Well, always. You lose as a team, you win as a team. But in this particular case, man, I got to say this, L Boogie. It was bad for Oklahoma City when your boy Russell Westbrook hit 40, put up them mic numbers. It was all over. You should have known Oklahoma City wasn't going to win another game after that, man. Westbrook, he tries to do too much, L Boogie. And I know that Kevin Durant supports Russell Westbrook on how he goes about playing his game and, you know, the type of player he is, the team. Oklahoma City really needs that type of performance out of him on a night-in and night-out basis. But, L Boogie, when it all comes down to the end, it's just that one dude can shoot you out of the game. And I thought it was going to be a seven-game series until the second quarter hit. When the second quarter hit, I knew it was over. I knew Oklahoma City wasn't going to have the girth to come back and climb that steep mountain that San Antonio puts on you when they have an 8-10-point lead. It's hard climbing Mount Everest without the right equipment, L Boogie. And good old Oklahoma City let Russell Westbrook shoot him out. I'm not going to blame it on Scottie Brooks because Scottie Brooks made the adjustments that he needed to make in this year's series. The players did good, Oklahoma City, by winning two at home. Impressively. But they didn't get the ball to that dude. And that dude is your MVP, L Boogie. If you don't get your MVP the ball, you will lose. And I don't know why this is any surprise, because the last few MVPs of the regular season, they have lost in the playoffs trying to make it to the finals. Or they go to the finals and still don't win. So I'm just saying, you being the MVP of the NBA, yeah, sometimes, or majority of the time, you shouldn't have that look on your face of surprise when you do lose. Because LeBron is the last MVP of the regular season to go out and then win an NBA championship since Mike. And that's been a long time ago. So it's no surprise to me that Oklahoma City lost in Oklahoma City. I'm just surprised that KD didn't jack 40 shots in that game. L Boogie, since the beginning of the year, you've been telling me you can't defer. You only defer your school loans. You don't defer on the court. So I'm taking your word, big brother. This dude was deferring, and Russell was like, okay, I'll shoot them all. And he shot everybody in the casino without hitting the beat. So I don't know, L Boogie, I'm going to say this. I like me some Russell Westbrook, but West Russell, he ain't, man, he got to go. I think him and George Hill need to change spots. I think he'll be better in Indiana. And George Hill will fit a little bit better over here in Oklahoma City. Because we all know what George Hill does. His booty don't get tight. So, I'm just saying, L Boogie. Russell, what, man, look, that two-headed monster in Oklahoma City, they should have kept James Harden instead of Russell, but I understand. It's a business. But, boy, Oklahoma City, you got to do better than that. You better get a point guard in this year's draft. If they don't get a point guard, L Boogie, I think Russell Westbrook's going to be on that chopping block. Hell, sending the monster for Ray John. Hell, Ray John know how to get the ball to KD.
I'm sending Ray J. Rondo to Indiana for Lance Stevenson in the first round draft pick. If I'm Larry Bird, that's what I'm doing because I need guys to get my guys in spots. I think, and to go into my own question, it's not Russell Westbrook.
What?
It's not KD. It's the coach. You can't take this guy out after he done came down four times. He came down four times and took ill-advised shots. So if me, the coach, I'm going to take you out. I have to. And then I'll put you back in. Hey, calm down, Russ. You're not, you know, you're kind of off right now, so I tell you what, you know, get you a little break, see some things on the sideline, and this is why Russell Westbrook should be playing more of the two. You know, as a point guard, and you're a point guard too, Ro, you sit on the bench and you see things that can't be seen on the court. He sat out the playoffs last year. He sat out some games this year. So with that entail, I'm thinking that when he comes back, he's going to see the game a little different. He's going to, you know, distribute the ball a little bit more for people to get easy shots. Did that happen?
Right.
No. But on the other side, who in the game can get to that rack like him without being stopped? Nobody. Remember Jim Harbaugh when they win the game? Who does it like us? Nobody. There's nobody in the game who does it like Russell Westbrook. I'm sorry. I won't trade him. I'll bring in a coach who they respect. They don't respect Scottie Brooks. You see it. Bro, you see it.
I ain't going to say that, L Boogie, because I'm not going to say they're going to just full out not respect the dude, because when he made the adjustments, they responded when they went home to Oklahoma City for the first, for games 3 and 4. It looked to me, I mean, I agree with you about Russell's talent. There's nobody that can really, you know, withstand that pressure as one man when Russell is coming down full speed, stop at the free throw line, hit you with the jumper, or go, you know, do some crazy move and hit you with the bang-bang at the rim. But, El Boogie, like you said at the beginning of your conversation, Coach Brooks should have had the balls to take him out after he missed four bad shots in a row. Illegitimate. That's what I'm trying to say. Illegitimate. Those shots weren't worth anything. And like you say, Scottie Brooks should have took him out. But listen to me on this one, L Boogie. I noticed this about Reggie Jackson. Some of that Russell Westbrook is rubbing off on that boy, Reggie Jackson. Because let me take you back, L Boogie. In the second quarter when Oklahoma City began to make their run, and KD hit a driving layup. He came back, got the ball, hit a three. Oklahoma City stole the ball. It was just Reggie Jackson and your boy KD against, I want to say, like Tiago Splitter or somebody. And Boris Diaw trying to get back. Reggie Jackson, instead of giving the ball to the hot hand, he decides to go to the other side of the court, bring it out on a fast break where the man, the MVP, is wide open. And when they bring it back out, Scottie Brooks called the timeout, and KD was, boy, he was giving Reggie Jackson that look. And Reggie had that look on his face like, man, you wasn't open up. You know, he tried to say something slick. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Some of this stuff that Russell Westbrook has brought to the table is rubbing off on the other point guard. And you can't hide that. You got to get the ball to your man, L Boogie. Last time I checked, I thought the superstar was the person that shot the most shots. Russell Westbrook ain't quite that superstar that KD is, but he's working it. He's the Robin of the Batman and Robin. Let's not forget that. He's just taking too many shots there, Boogie, and I don't like that.
I play with a guy, Raw. I'm not going to put his name out there because we're in the streets, but I play with a guy in my 11th grade year. We've known each other since, I would say, the third grade. And as our game started propelling and it started evolving, I started getting better than that guy. But right. In his mind, he thought he was just as good as me. So when we went out there and got on that court, he thought that he can take the big shots. He thought that he can handle the rock like me. He thought that he was that thing. But I had to show him something, bro, and I hate to use this analogy. It was the day after practice. I had 50 letters. Three of them were from Syracuse, one from Georgia Tech, another one Georgetown, Michigan State, Michigan, Arizona State, U of A. I can go on. He had one letter from Tri-C, Cuyahoga Community College, the junior college, and I had to tell him when I went out the door, this should let you know who's the man and when you should defer. He couldn't understand that, and I think that's the problem that we have with Russell Westbrook. Yes, you're good. You can be that guy, but you need to feed off of Kevin Durant. You got to feed off of him. Once you get him involved, and then once he's going, then it's your turn. Or if he's tired, the one thing that Westbrook, that Scottie Brooks don't do that I have to give Eric Spoelstra credit on, his substitution pattern is MBG, nothing but garbage. There's no way. If you take one out, you leave one in. If you take Westbrook out, you put Durant in for him. If you're just going to go with the second unit, that's when Westbrook right. can get off and get his shots off with the second unit. A la D. Wade. He gets his off on the second unit. So I'm very perturbed about, you know, how Westbrook is playing. Do I trade him? Hell no. I get rid of the coach, and that coach is going to get us together. Another thing, he didn't have any trust or confidence in Jeremy Lamb, Perry Jones. You use those guys. They went small. You go right. small. You could have used Perry Jones to battle against D.L. But you know what you do? You think you're gonna switch with an old man like Derek Fisher, who's being talked about a coach next year. How can you use him in crunch time and switch him? But he's been considered being a head coach next year. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Are you kidding me? I mean, for real. So I don't know about that move. And then you switching everything, and when you switch, you have very big mismatches. Not a mismatch, but big. I mean, too big to the point where I'm like, Scotty, what are you doing? And I don't know. If you're going to do that, you might as well blitz the double. You might as well blitz the guy with a double team. You can't switch with that guy. You can't switch. I mean, these guys need to get out. You know, I don't know who's giving these guys passes. But I think they might need to be on, you know, get whacked. I'm going to send a sniper out. I got to send my guy out.
The sniper out. You need to stop that. You need to put that guy away. Your sniper is on. Boy, he accurate as boy. I don't know what, boy.
I know. Every time I bring my sniper out and say something, they get whacked.
They get whacked.
Scottie Brooks, he said that he's not concerned about his job. He's not concerned about that, but I tell you what, he better be. By next week, he will be whacked. When we come back from commercial, we're going to talk about the matchup, the rematch. San Antonio, Miami Heat. And let's not forget, California Chrome. We're going to see if them Chrome wheels going to be spinning this Saturday for the Belmont Stakes for that Triple Crown. Man, this T-Row and L, D-Wells the G. Man, this the streets is talking. Let's go.
Up in the hood where niggas at. Pull up, jump out, stunt like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Wide step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench what? R.I.P. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunk in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the night broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him his bear, she think she holly. R.I.P.
Especially not the Spurs, but they did. With some old guys. Speaking of old guys, I thought they might have had a chance, but I don't know with Tony Parker being only about 60%. It's going to be tough. And did you hear Tim Duncan, though? He did the Joe Namath. He guaranteed that they were going to win. He said, we're going to win this series. I mean, I'm not mad at him for guaranteeing, but you can't.
Hey, you better watch your mouth.
So right now, you're picking San Antonio to win this series, even without Tony Parker.
L Boogie, I'm going to tell you this. You know the NFL is good for sticking that thing in you. Let me tell you this. The NBA is right behind. The NFL is sticking that thing in you, man. Getting you drugged up for the game, L Boogie. They going to get that boy adrenaline flowing because you know Tony Parker is the major chess piece in this game. Coach Pop is number one, but Tony P is number two. And if you cannot have Tony P, I mean L Boogie, 60, 65, 70% Tony Parker is better than no Tony Parker. And I know he didn't play the second half of the Oklahoma City closeout, but L Boogie, if he can just be on the court for a little bit, 25, 30 minutes, you know he does something. You know he'll freak with the ball, man. I'm just saying. If Tony Parker can stay on the on this here floor with, you know, they going to drug him up in a good way. You know what time it is, L Boogie. You know Grant Kane had to stick you. Y'all remember that time? You don't think I was in there with you. I had you had to hold my hand because you was like, yo, T-Roll, dog, come on, man. I'm like, hey, you got to get your ass up and get back in the game. You remember? So you know if it was done on our level, you know what's about to happen on this level.
And it's just real, and you know in the streets, it's just real funny, bro, that the prognosters and the prognosters, they're giving these guys all these days. They don't start till Thursday. That means something to an NBA ball player. You talk about one night off, you get three. You get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you play Thursday. That's a lot of time for that guy. But I'm still going with the Heat, reason being that LeBron James, man. I know people can, you know, sit there and say perception is reality, but LeBron James is my reality. He's my reality. He is real. Because I
he gonna do it again now, buddy?
He's gonna three-peat. And I keep looking. See, I try not to go with the perception. I try to, you know, give him the boogie test. Not the eye test, but the boogie test. And I try to give different players the benefit of the doubt or try to see if they can become or are they the best player in the league, because I just don't say LeBron best player in the league because the league says it or they perceive it that way, and we're supposed to be brainwashed to believing that. But as I am watching this guy perform and dissect defenses, not just by his scoring, but his passing, his infectious confidence on other players, similar to Magic Johnson, man. And I consider Magic my all-time great. He might not be the greatest, but I'm going to argue the facts for him. They're going to say Michael Jordan, like I said, the boogie test. Yeah, Mike was the first one. He won three in a row, then sat out a year, and then come back, losing the Eastern Conference Finals, and then win three straight. Okay, I can't go with that. But LeBron James, something about this kid, man. People don't understand how hard it is to not just win a championship, but consecutively keep winning them. And getting there to defend. Oh, man, you know, we argue and we debate about and everybody has their opinion. Oh, man. LeBron James ain't this and that. And I say I question LeBron James's tenacity when it's time to nail, when it's time for money time. This is the only knock that I mean, this is the only air hole that I see in his inner tube. If it's close and you need a bucket, you don't know what LeBron is going to do. So that gives you a twofold. One is that's cold. You don't know what he's gonna do. If he's gonna pass, if he's gonna shoot. But then on the other end, you like, man, you 6'8", 250, 260. You supposed to go in there and dunk the ball on that, or you need to go in there and get a foul, make the refs make a decision. So it's a twofold on that. But how he makes guys want to shoot and different guys every night, Ray Allen. Then you got Norris Cole starting to come into his own. You know, Mario make big shots. So, yes, they're individuals, but LeBron James make those guys think that they're great. And when you got the others playing like that, it's tough to beat them, man. And you know, their bench has gotten better. The Birdman has gotten better offensively. But I tell you what, Pop is a heck of a coach. So you have to take that in consideration when the games come down to the wire. And who do you give the edge to if the game is close? Like I always say, the only way you can beat LeBron James is make him think at the end. Is to make him think at the end of the game, Rob. If you make him think at the end of the game, you got a chance because he don't know what he's going to do. And if he gets to the foul, well, he might miss. Ain't 80%.
You already know. And let me tell you something. I like all the points you made about the Miami Heat. And you know something? Man, I hate to do this because, you know, I only roll with one Texas team, man. But when you look at it, L Boogie, man, San Antonio, my bad, San Antonio is on a mission, L Boogie. And what I mean by mission is that I mean by I'm going to kick your ass this season mission. And they've been working, man, 62 games in the whole team. You know, the big three on the plate, 75% of the season, man. And they wasn't even really injured. They wasn't even hurt. They just sat out. And they won 62 games, L Boogie. It's been one thing on San Antonio's mind all year long. How did we lose game six? They lost game six at home. Excuse me. They lost game six in Miami, and they let LeBron put on a show in game seven like the dude couldn't shoot jump. And we know what happened after that. But L Boogie, like you say, it only takes a little bit of pressure at the end, the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game to have LeBron thinking. When you get that guy thinking, that's when things get ugly. He don't want to take the big time shot. He's going to defer. We know he's going to defer. So my thing is, San Antonio, they really don't even need Coach Pop for this one. The team going to make sure they handle this one for Coach Pop, dog, because they let one get away. And that dude Kawhi Leonard and that dude Manu Ginobili, they won't act the same way they acted last year. See, I think Kawhi got away with Oklahoma City with having his little off games in the last games, what, 3, 4, 5. He didn't do so good, but he dunked on him. He dunked on first. He got dunked on by Westbrook, too. But I'm just saying, he going to be able to get it going, and he know what time it is. Ginobili ain't going to fake up and pull up. He ain't going to have that like he did last year. He's got his mental back. It's just all about Tony Parker for me, dog. If Tony Parker can be that guy, 75, 80%, that puts a lot of pressure on Chalmers. And if LeBron want to come over there, man, please. You don't know what he go through to LeBron. He's been doing it for the league all season. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. One thing about Tony Parker, I will say this. He won that year, you know, he won that international one this summer. Him and Boris Diaw. And Boris Diaw, the big boy, if it wasn't for Tip Ball, Tim Duncan showed up in overtime, but Boris Diaw got him there. You know what I mean? So big ups to Boris, man. They can get it done, man. They can really get it done. That's why I'm picking San Antonio in six. It's going to be tough, especially with the format back to the way that it is. San Antonio has home court advantage. They're not Indiana, people. They are not Indiana. It won't be no antics. It won't be no trash talk. It won't be no billboard material. It's going to be straight up hard-nosed basketball. And I hope the refs let them play, L Boogie, because this is the time. This is the time right here. It ain't my, you know what? I'm going to say 7 games. I'm going to put it out there. 7 games. San Antonio going to do the damn fool in 7. That's what I feel, man. I don't like picking San Antonio. I want LeBron to 3-peat. I went from being the biggest hater of LeBron, thinking that he wasn't going to never get one. But that was only because he was in Cleveland, Roo. Don't get it twisted. But now that they, you know, let the Mavericks get that one before they ran out with 2 straight, you know, yep, that's where it's going in there, Boogie. History is to be made, but history is yet to be broken. Yep, this is your 4th time in a row, but you will not 3-peat Miami. It's going down. D-Wade going to CP3 it. He going to pull up by game 3.
Man, listen. The bench for San Antonio is MBG. Nothing but garbage. They can fill in all them 82 games and do all of that. But Danny Green, lucky that it's in, that they got home court advantage because he does nothing on the road. Yeah, he had a couple big ones in OKC, but what did he have? 6 points? They showed the graphic after I presented it in the beginning of the series. I just don't believe in Patty Cake, Baker's man, old Patty Mills.
You better. Who is on Miami's bench? You can't even tell me who's on Miami's bench.
I can't tell you. One is Bird, man.
Yeah.
Number two is Norris Cole. He's coming into his own. Mario better watch out. His job might be in jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
You got a guy who wasn't doing too much, but now he's caught fire at Rashard Lewis. And we can't forget old Jesus Shuttlesworth. Ray Allen, he stick a dagger in you. Don't forget, they haven't forgot the dagger he stuck in them last year.
Yeah. And they going to be pissed. They go, woo!
I just got a kite if he starts or if he sits the bench. Either or. You got Haslam. If he sits the bench, he comes off. If he starts, you got Shane Battier. I mean, what more? Nothing but garbage, but he gets charges. He makes threes when you at least expect it. He doesn't shoot a lot, but when he does, it's effective. And see, this is the key thing. How do you stop LeBron James?
Well, we all know the situation with the cane. Come on, don't throw that at me. We all know you got to prepare for the cane.
I'm going to answer that question. You let LeBron get 50. What you do is don't let him have a dagger assist for a three. You don't let him get that tip-in rebound.
Right.
Them the things you don't. You want him to score. You don't want him to get other guys involved.
Right.
And when you do that, you got a chance at winning. Now, if he gets 40, 10, and 7, you're in trouble.
Mike number. He'll be number 3 on that list.
But if he gets 35, 4, and 8 rebounds, you're good. As long as his assist accumulation is not up.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult this year, El Boogie. I can tell you that. It's only a matter of time, man. San Antonio probably can't sleep right now. They've been thinking about this one for a long time, El Boogie. You and I know. You and I both know. We've been to that championship level where, man, anything goes. Do or die right now. Team beat you last year and gave it to you the previous year. You know what I'm saying? And the little things that you could have did right in the first matchup, you got a chance to get it right this time around. And you know, when you've been thinking about it that long, El Boogie, hey, if I can't sleep, I know you in trouble. Because I ain't going to do nothing but follow you everywhere you need to go. Everywhere you go, I'm right behind you. Because I want you to remember this. I'm in your back tail tonight. And you ain't going nowhere unless I go. I'm a Lance Stevenson without the antics. I'm going to be in your face. I'm going to shoot these jumpers. I'm going to give you that face. You going to remember me. Like I've been dreaming about you for the last 360 days. Yeah, I'll make sure you remember this.
Man, bro. They don't even know.
They ain't knowing. I'm just saying that, Boogie.
Man, they don't even know it, man. I got to give a shout-out to GlobalNetwork1.com, man. You know what I'm saying? They got us down there, I mean, syndicated and covered in Georgia. You know what I mean? 97.9.
Right. Oh,
shout-out to the Sports Official, Heaven Know You. Man, shout out to my guys, man. I told them I was going to give them a shout out tonight. Anthony Carmen and my man Carlton Brad, both of those guys are ranked in the top 10 in the country. I seen the picture, bro. So we've been hanging out, and we've been doing some soul searching, man, because they don't even know it.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum. Man, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com. They don't even know it. The street, we the hottest thing going. Oh, let's go.
Peace and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocco the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 Brooklyn, you don't even know it. Just have $1,000,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
Hey, that nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas. Yo, man, nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 Brooklyn, you don't even know it. Just have $1,000,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know it. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a hundred
bucks, you don't even know it. We came up from here. He is getting gunned down every day, man, in everybody's neighborhood. They act like they don't even know it. I try to tell my youngest, for every one of you is 7 of them in another city and state, they ain't know it. And I ain't just talking about competing. I ain't just talking about competing for that hoop position. I'm talking about competing for that job, too, or competing to be an entrepreneur. See, we in the streets, man. And you know, Ro, you definitely in the streets. Shout out to Legacy. You know what I mean? Shout out to, you know what I mean, my nephew, little T, what the deal, baby? But it's an appropriate song. They don't even know it, man.
Oh!
We in the streets, man. We in the streets. The streets is talking. It's getting hot up in here.
Yeah,
fire.
Nelly style.
It's the finals. Shit, Scotty Brooks get fired. Is it Kevin Durant's fault? Is it Russell Westbrook's fault? Or is it just redemption time for San Antonio? Would the Miami Heat be the last three-peater since Shaq and Kobe did it? 2000 to 2002.
I don't know.
Go back to back like Kobe and Shaq.
I don't know, man. I just, you got to go back to 2000 for the last three-peat. L Boogie, let me ask you this before we go to the asylum, man. Three-peat keeps them together or three-peat breaks them up?
together forever. Oh, yeah. Look, the 3P keeps them together forever. Like Run DMC, baby. Tougher than leather. Chris Bosh is willing to take a pay cut. He knew off the rip he wasn't worth $100 million. Let's be honest. Everybody took a pay cut already coming to Miami. But until next year, they ate off that. No taxes, they ate off that. They're good. Guys will, D-Wade will take a pay cut. They'll treat him like Robert Horry because they got the other guys on the bench. I call them the, you know, the background, you know, the background singers. You got those guys. And, hey, to be honest with you, Chris Bosh, as you look over, you know what I'm saying, the span of big games, he's like the glue. I'm not going to say he scores a lot consistently, but when they need it, he comes up eventually with a double-double or, you know, like against Indiana, he didn't do well the first three games, and he hit you back-to-back with 24 and 25 respectively. I mean, you know, ever since the faint in Dallas hallway, he's been relatively decent. Remember when he fainted in the hallway? Remember when he fainted in the hallway after he lost to the Mavericks? Oh, man, he's been decent since then, though. He's kept his composure.
You know, that was a hometown loss. He couldn't understand that. He thought, you know, the Miami Heat just thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah, very, very, you know, like I said, and that proves that, you know, that revealed character. He lost. They went back to the drawing board. You can say what you want. They beat OKC. They beat San Antonio. And now they're looking to three-peat. Who has the advantage, the person that's trying to keep the title or the person that's trying to get revenge?
Oh, it's always the person trying to get revenge. You having the title is pressure enough because everybody is trying to give you their all in all. You know, the teams that you've come up against want to be that team that beat the champs. And now that Miami has been able to withstand, you know, everything that they needed to go through, they looking pretty good. And I'm going to say this about Miami. They know what time it is. They not fearful of San Antonio. They know they got a battle coming on their hands. They going to be ready. You know what I mean? They know what's coming. But this one is, these are the different type of bullets. You know when you, in the war, you know, you go through the AK-47, you know, them AK-47 bullets, they pretty nice and long, look all pretty and shiny. But then when you get so far, when you get close enough to where, you know, them people really busting them things at you, they start busting you with them 50 cal. And them bullets big, air boogie. And it don't take too many of them to shoot you down. You know what I mean? So these are different type of bullets being shot at Miami in this here round. You know what I mean? These just ain't no regular, you know, from the front line. But these are, boy, these big bullets coming at you. And I didn't mean to use that term, but I'm just saying, we're in the street. People understand where I'm coming from. You know what I mean? And it's just going down. And I think Miami's going to be ready. They're going to come with their firepower just as well, but it just ain't going to be enough. You know? The Alamo is going to be protected. The Alamo is going down at Alamo. And them boys going to bring it back on. They're going to protect the Alamo like they did back early in the 1900s. You know what I mean? It's going down there, Boogie. I'm just saying, man. Them boys ready. They ain't the Spurs for nothing. They trying to come spur that heat down. You know what I mean?
Like I said, we will see. We will see. I'm not very impressed with, like I said, plugging holes up during the season and guys talking like they, doing the most. When I say doing the most, like the role players, oh, they played a lot. But when the stakes are high, guys' booty hole get tight, man. And you can see it on their face. Look at their faces. And you try to calm them down, and they try to keep that perplexed look on their face like they're comfortable, but they not. They legs shaking in the locker room. You see it. You looking at your old player. That's what a guy told me, man. Let me can I tell you a story right quick before we D-Man, we about to bring you in, man. But let me tell you this story, man. I heard a story from this coach, man. He coached at this very good friend of mine. And he told me, he said, yeah, I'll go to war with him. But as soon as we walk out of that battlefield, I would shoot him in the head. Oh, my goodness. Figure it out, world. You got to understand the story. Go ahead, bro, man. Who we got coming out the asylum tonight, man?
Man, you know what time it is, man. We got to check on our big brothers, see how they did down in the D. They had him and his sons win in a basketball tournament over the weekend. So we got to check in with our brother, man, make sure our nephews got it in and did work down there in the D. Yo, big brother D-Mac, you on the line with the street?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Man, number sunshine around these parts, baby.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. It's nice and sunny in the land, too. You know what I'm saying? I think we about to have a little rain coming, but it's cool, though.
You got a little rain coming down in your parts there, D-Mac?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to rain a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We need a little cool off, though.
Well, let me see you. Let me jar up some of this 110-degree heat for you on this Monday, June the 3rd, and I'll send you a bottle. How about that?
Ooh-wee, that's too hot, G. That's too hot, baby.
Come on, man. You got to like the triple digits, man. Do you right.
Man, that's the 110, man. I'll be in the AC all day. I'll never step foot outside. I can't jump on the motorcycle. I can't do nothing. 110, man. That's hot, baby. But, yeah, man, y'all got some good topics tonight, man. Y'all hitting on some good things, man. I got San Antonio. You know I'm not about to ride with that dude, man. None of them guys, man. They never did it the right way. They winning games and stuff, but like I tell y'all every Monday, every Friday, I don't respect these guys because they did it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They got together, jumped on each other's bandwagon to win a championship, man. And the way I was brought up, and the way you was brought up, and the way L Boogie was brought up, it wasn't done like that. It wasn't like that, man. You stick with one team, you build around that player, and you do that. And L Boogie know that, man. I don't know what's wrong with him, T. I don't know how he can respect these guys. But, hey, at the end of the day, too, L Boogie, man, you talking about Tim Duncan, man. Yeah, Tim Duncan set up there, and Tim Duncan said that they going to win. What he supposed to say? That's the best power forward in the NBA all time. You know what I'm saying? That's a big fundamental. He has the right to say that. You know what I'm saying? He has 5 championship rings. LeBron James is trying to get to where he's at, man. So he has a right to come in there with confidence and say that, hey, we're going to win this. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to say they don't lose? No. That's coming from the best power forward, and LeBron James still trying to get where Tony Parker and those guys is at, man. So you can't never knock what Tim Duncan saying that.
I feel you, brother.
Well, hey, but yeah, man, my son, man, he did good, man. They went 3-2. They went 3-2. They won one game Saturday, one game Saturday, lost one Saturday, won two Sunday, and lost one. But he balled out, man. He did his thing, man. He tried to punch, man. He stole the ball, man, and missed his little dunk, man. But cool, though, man. He was balling out. He got his next game is in Oakland, Michigan, July 15th and 14th, and then July 6th and 7th. we go down to Gary, Indiana. And, he's playing a tournament down there. So they did good, man. They rep, man. That was their first AAU game together. And, you know, they did their thing, man. They got a pretty decent team. So, you know, much love and support to my son, Trayvon.
Man, that's what's up, D-Mac. Congratulations to nephew doing what he does. And, you know, always from the street, man, keep us posted, man, because we get to talk to you straight from the street to anywhere you go.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. He played for the Dearborn Rockets, man, in Michigan. Dearborn Rockets.
That's what's up.
Wow. Man, and listen to this.
D-Mac.
Yes, sir.
I know you don't like LeBron because, you know, he broke your heart. I understand that.
No. There you go. I never liked LeBron James. Never. He's a good player. I take my hat off to him. I respect him, but I just don't like his game. You know what I'm saying? He don't play with that finesse, that swag. You know what I'm saying? You know what type of game I like, L Boogie. And he don't have that game that I like. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care, once again, world, I don't care about LeBron James leaving Cleveland, Ohio. I don't care. D-Mac don't care about that. I was never, ever a LeBron James fan. Never. Now, maybe when Kobe Bryant retire, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I'm hoping I get another Kobe or, you know, a Michael Jordan. You know, L Boogie, you know I love MJ forever, man. You know that. And the next best thing to him is Kobe. You know what I'm saying? I respect LeBron. I have to respect him. You know what I'm saying? But me too, I'm never going to say he's the best player right now until Kobe Bryant retires. When Kobe retires, I would say he's the best player in the NBA. But long as Kobe is lacing him up, you know what I'm saying? And then this year, he wasn't the best player. Kevin Durant was. That's why he won the MVP.
Well, if we just want to match MVPs, I mean, Kobe only has one. So I can't.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe got one MVP, but he laced up on his fingers, though. You know what I'm saying? And if you or anybody else out here think that the Miami Heat is going to three-peat, you're crazy. It's not going to happen.
I'm going to make sure,
as long as you're in the land, this is the final, that I am with you every game. I'm going to make sure I'm next to L Boogie T while he's in the land. I'm going to make sure of that. As long as he's here every game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
because
make sure
San Antonio going to win in six, baby.
Wow.
Yep. We right on point, D-Mac. I feel you, even though I don't want to pull for them punks. I know what they're about. They about to bring it back to the Alamo, man.
They got to, man. You know what I'm saying? And once again, man, Vegas is involved in all this, man. Nobody, man, they want to see Tim Duncan and Pop and them go out on top because they about to dismantle that team. And another thing y'all said, I think if Miami don't win, it's not about the money. You know what I'm saying? They're going to dismantle the team. And let's just say L Boogie is right, T. They do three-peat, and they do win. They're going to do what the Chicago Bulls did, what the L.A. Lakers did, what every great dynasty do, because that's when they will become a dynasty. They're not a dynasty now. You're a dynasty when you win three in a row. You know what I'm saying? But just say they do win, L Boogie, they going to break them up. You think they going to be the first team they going to stick around and keep? No. I haven't seen a dynasty in baseball, a dynasty in football, a dynasty in basketball that they kept together. You know what I'm saying? If MJ didn't retire, leave the game early after his pops passed away, come on, man. They were the one another one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
if
you
know, they probably would have won about two more.
If it's
exactly,
a big
one. If it's a
but,
big
one. But, But they did it though. But they did it. Mike is already out there. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I feel if they do win, if you write L Boogie, just from history looking in, you tell me a dynasty that stayed together that, you know, either the coach didn't leave or, you know, they got rid of a key player, a key role player, or something like that, man. All great dynasties, man, don't stay together, baby.
You're right about that. You definitely right about that.
I haven't seen
one. This is the thing. When you say stay together, all those dynasties had of every year role players leaving, coming and going. You mean like the nucleus of the team.
I think if they three-peat, one of the big three would be gone. Bosh,
you know what I'm saying?
LeBron, I think so. I mean, I don't know. L Boogie,
Can I be honest with you, though? I'm going to be honest with you. You're a human being, right?
Of course he's a human being.
I'm just saying, no alien, boss. Listen to this. I say that to say that who wouldn't want to play with the best player on the planet right now and go all over the country and win games and just win championships? Okay, you throw the rock to me, I'm there, I'll make my shot. If you ain't Mario Chalmers or Chris Bosh or, you know, if it ain't broke, why fix it? With those three, you got guys that's going to come and go. But why leave? You got a million. You got over 100 million.
They're going to get exposed in this finals this year. They're going to get exposed by not having no big man. You know what I'm saying? Not having no true point guard. You know what I'm saying? Man, that stuff that happened last year is out the window, man. You know what I'm saying? The rebound, the Ray Allen shot. Man, Tim Duncan, the best power forward of all time, has spoken, L Boogie, and told you that they are going to win. And
wow,
Tim Duncan don't do that. Tim Duncan don't do that. He don't do that.
The thing about it, though, is that he's not the only guy on the mission. I mean, listen to what I'm saying. Yeah, but he doesn't bring the rock up.
On paper, San Antonio is a better team than them, L Boogie.
Man,
I never heard of paper champs.
I didn't know paper
you
champs
know what I'm
got
saying?
Ready.
I'm just saying. What, they got more rings than Miami, L Boogie? I mean, you keep talking about rings and championships. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James do not have what Tim Duncan, Tony Parker has. He does not have
So for you to sit here
and say that, you know what I'm saying? LeBron James have two rings. Can he sit at the table with Tim Duncan and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and Magic, your favorite player? Yes, he can sit at the table with them guys. You know what I'm saying? But just like we talked about earlier this year, is he on Mount Rushmore yet? Hell to the gnaw. You know what I'm saying? Hell to the gnaw. You know what I'm saying? Is he better than Larry Bird? Hell to the gnaw. And you just said it right now. One knock on this dude is if the game is on the line, you're not going to put the ball in his hand because you still not confident 9 years of him playing in the league knowing what he's going to do. Have he got better? Has he improved? Yes, he has. You know what I'm saying? Do he come out there every night and do what he do? Yes, he do. The reason they winning games and they win it is not because of LeBron James, because he's doing what he's doing. It's because of D-Wade is healthy. You know what I'm saying? And D-Wade is being a Hall of Famer player that he is. It's nothing to do with LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? Because of players like you said, Ray Allen, Norris Cole, it's different players like that that's stepping up when they're supposed to. But you know what? I feel in my heart this series right here, he's going to get exposed. And then what? Then what are we going to say? You know what I'm saying? He's not going to succeed, man. It's hard.
But see, the thing about it, though, before I let you go, D-Mac, is that you glossed over what I said about those guys making those shots. Because of his infectious presence, I can't let this guy down. Michael had those guys.
I agree. I definitely agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely agree with you, big bro. He has that Michael Jordan presence. I definitely agree. You did say that. And, yes, you know, let me chime in. You absolutely right for saying that. He make his players and them step up. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, man, if LeBron doing this, and yes, sir, I do totally agree with you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like Ray Allen, he's not bringing that out of Ray Allen. Ray Allen already got that in his DNA. Now the Norris Coles and the Chalmers and you know Birdman and them, I do think those dudes feed off of him. You know what I'm saying? They do
just
feed off of him. And one more thing, fellas.
San
Antonio, if Tony Parker is 85% and he played.
Oh, my.
If Tony Parker don't play, I think they're going to lose. I think they need Tony Parker. I think San Antonio need all their pieces. One more thing, fellas, and I'm about to roll out. Westbrook and Durant do not match. And I told y'all that early in the year, and I know y'all going, you know, L Boogie already said it. Man, Russell Westbrook has to go. You know what I'm saying? Or I just don't feel that it's enough balls for him and Kevin Durant. One more thing, fellas. L Boogie, you were saying that it's the coach, this and that. I want to say I blame Kevin Durant. Man, you're supposed to be the leader of that team. You're supposed to be the vocal person of that team. You're the MVP player. Dude, you need to stand up and you need to say something to Russell Westbrook, because I think a couple games prior to the playoffs or their first game, when Russell Westbrook have a problem with something Kevin Durant does, he yell at him. He get in his face, you know what I'm saying? And Kevin Durant need to do that. He need to take more of that leadership role and tell Russell Westbrook, dude, what is you doing? So that's it, fellas. The show is hot. L Boogie, I get with you Thursday, man. We'll be next to each other somewhere watching this game. T, I love y'all, man. One.
Man, much love, brother. That's what's up. D-Max straight from the street. Yeah, L Boogie, boy, he going to bring the handcuffs. Y'all going to be right next to each other, sipping on them brews, kicking back, watching them games, boy.
And guess what I'm going to be saying?
Look at their faces.
You already know. I tell you that.
It ain't going
even
down
like
that.
Tony Parker. Even with
yeah,
Tony
back
Parker.
Yeah, back up. Eat those words.
I believe Tim Duncan is that type of player where he makes guys feel confident in shooting their shot, you know, and things like that. So those are the great ones. I'm not going to be biased and say LeBron does it better than, you know, Duncan, but you know what I mean? Because Duncan at one point in time in his career was the best player in the league. You know what I mean? So and let's throw MVP out the window. You know, until you get to these playoffs and these finals, it's not too many people that are clutch. And I mean, so for you to make other guys step up and just make shots that you thought they would never make, that says something about, you know, that superstar. So it's going to be very interesting, man. Sorry, D-Mac. I know it's going to be tough on you. I might not talk a lot, man. It's just going to be a lot of, you know, expressions. You know, I might just text you while the game, while I'm sitting next to you. Because I know you're going to be very upset. I'm going to be on Twitter taking pictures of D-Mac looking at his face, and that's all I'm going to put on there. Look at their faces.
Hey, L Boogie, let's keep the fire hot, man. Let's throw some kerosene on top of the fire. What you feel like, man?
Oh, man, let's do it, man. Let's do it, man. Can we take it down to Hotlanta, man?
You know where we going, man. Hey, this is one of our all-time favorites, man. Calling in to the streets. We got the Big Intellect on the line this evening with us. I love when the Big Intellect check in with the streets, you know what I mean? Big Intellect, welcome to the streets. What's happening this evening?
How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, Big Intellect, we all about the finals right now. It's a rematch. I don't know what I hate picking San Antonio because I only roll with one Texas team. But I got to do it because I think it's revenge time. L Boogie presented the question, Big Intellect. Does revenge matter or does the fact of protecting the title mean more?
I don't think it's so much about revenge, but it's the fact that the championship was in their reach and it got away. It was there. They had it. One rebound, one little rebound. You get that rebound, the series is over. So the fact that they were so close, the fact that it was right there for them to have and they didn't get it, they're going to come back and get it this time.
Right. How many games, Big Intellect?
Six. It'll go six. Miami has enough talent to win two games, you know, and I don't know if they'll be able to get one in Cincinnati. They'll be playing three games in Miami, and I think they'll get two of them. But I think that San Antonio will get one of those games in Miami, and that'll be the difference.
I think they switched the format up to 2-2-1-1-1.
Right.
Yeah, it's 2-2-1-1-1. I think that San Antonio wins both games at home.
Okay.
They go to Miami, get one, if he gets back to San Antonio, Miami's capable of winning a game on the road, but I still think that San Antonio gets that. I think they're going to win that series. Six games, no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind San Antonio wins that series.
Big Intellect, were you surprised the way Oklahoma City was closed out by San Antonio in Game 6?
No, I wasn't surprised. I heard an interesting statistic. And the San Antonio had 105 possessions in the game. They passed the ball 248 times. Oklahoma City had 100 possessions. They only passed the ball 130 times. It's the way San Antonio plays the game. They make the extra pass. They get. There was no surprise about that. None at all.
Good. Now with Indiana going out the way that they went out versus Miami, what's next for Indiana, if you have any clue? They're keeping Frank Vogel. What do you think Indiana should do now that Larry Bird has come out and saying that he needs to, you know, make it an issue to sign or re-sign Lance Stephenson back in that system? What should Indiana do from here? Because having home court doesn't mean anything, apparently.
Well, Larry Bird says that he wants Lance Stephenson back, and I don't know if I agree with that. They need a point guard. George Hill is a hot freaking mess. He has no business playing NBA basketball. At least not as a starter. You know, he might be able to come off and play garbage time, but George Hill sucks. And so the fact that they don't have a solid point guard, they need to go find one. Get one in free agency. Find one in the draft, do something. But if they're going to exist, one, they need to get a point guard. And two, somebody needs to take Roy Hibbert over to Rainbow, go see the Wizard, because he has no heart, no brains, no courage. He needs to go see the Wizard, man, because it is criminal to me. Someone who's played center, I played center the good part of all the years I played basketball. It is criminal to me that he is 7'2", 280, 290 pounds, and has no game. That's just a shame.
5 games and 0 points in a playoff. I don't understand. You 2 feet from the basket, you can't tip it in. You can't get a goal off of the goaltending. I mean, come on, Roy Hibbert.
You know, all the great centers had at least one signature move, one move that they could go to. And then from that move, you have other moves. Olajuwon was a classic example. But even Patrick Ewing could turn and shoot a jumper in your face. David Robinson had a short-range jumper, and he could make you jump at that jumper and then take you to the rim. We all know what Kareem had. We all know what Chamberlain had. Chamberlain had a thousand moves. And Roy Hibbert has none. 9 years in the league, or however long he's been in the league, and he has no post moves. That's insane. That's criminal, man. He needs to really take a good look at himself and find some game.
Uncle, one last question for me. Who is the fault in Oklahoma City? Coach Scottie Brooks, Russell Westbrook, or KD?
Well, the fault has to start at the top. I think that Scottie Brooks' system doesn't work for the talent that he has. And it didn't even work for them when he had James Harden, because you got a bunch of scorers on their team and no real facilitator. So until Oklahoma City gets a real point guard, Russell, and move Westbrook to the two or something else, they need somebody who's willing. It's not that Russell Westbrook is not willing, he's not willing to put the ball in KD's hands. Because there aren't a whole lot of point guards in the NBA that'll shoot you out of a game, and Russell Westbrook is one of those.
Right. Right. L Boogie, you got a question for the Big Intellect this evening?
Yes, I do. Is California Chrome gonna get the triple crown?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that for a lot of horses who are really strong sprinters, the Belmont Stakes is a really long race, and in a really long race, anything can happen, and it only takes one little thing to go wrong for the best horse in the race to come in second or third. So I don't believe it. I don't think he's going to win it.
We take no bets.
They got a chance, Big Intellect.
There have been several horses in the past few years that had a chance, but when they got to the Belmont Stakes, when they got to that long race, all it takes is one mistake by the jockey, one slip out of the gate, one little itty bitty thing to happen, and it doesn't happen.
Can I forgive?
So it's you have to be a dominant horse, a really dominant horse, not only with pure speed but the stamina to maintain. I think the Belmont Stakes is a mile and a half or a mile and three quarters sometimes, or whatever it is. I don't really follow horse racing that much. I do know that the Belmont Stakes is the longest race of the Triple Crown. So
a mile
nope,
and a
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Don't think he's going to win it.
There you have it. Big Intellect, I must say this, though. You saying that LeBron James and those guys don't have a chance of winning, of going six. Oh, wait. I'm
not going to say they don't have a. I'm not going to say they don't have a chance. They obviously have a chance. I think that, but I think that San Antonio right now is better equipped to win this championship, especially when I saw what Tim Duncan did to Serge Ibaka in Game 6. He just took over the game in the fourth quarter.
Yes, he did. I agree with that. Yeah, they don't have anything to match up with Timmy. That will be.
They have no answer for Tim Duncan. They really don't. And so if Tim Duncan, I don't want to talk about Roy Hibbert. I tell you what, he could go to Hakeem Olajuwon and do that summer camp thing that Olajuwon did with LeBron James, which improved his low post game, or somebody hire somebody. Somebody do something for that kid, man. If you don't, and I don't want to dwell on it or beat up on Roy Hibbert, but if you don't have it within you, if you're that big, to be able to learn how to play basketball, then you have no business being out there. And I certainly don't have any business paying you to be out there. Straight.
Still a check, Bell Boogie. Still a check.
Make my Arjuan Howard team. We thank you, the Big Intellect, man, for chiming in and blessing us, you know what I mean, with your intellect. And try to get in with us on Friday. We definitely will talk to you on Sunday. You already know that.
Already know.
Ah, Big Intellect.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Oh, thank you, sir.
That's much love. From the Big Intellect, you can always catch the Big Intellect on the Sports Official. Man, with OG, T. Nick, Nilly Neil, Mitch. Boy, I'll tell you, the boys be going hard every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p. That's 2 p.m. for those that don't know what 2 p. means. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, L. Boogie.
You know what time of the month it is. Popo out. It's the first of the month. Make sure you wear your seatbelt, babe. License and registration. Especially when you're in the streets, man. When we come back, we're going to get the, you know what I mean, the chef. And we're going to get the, you know what I mean, heaven know if he wants to come in. So, man, we definitely going to get back with these guys. Monday, Friday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. It's the streets. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. North Park, Dallas, Texas, man, L.A. County, man, Joel to G. Oh! It's Frenzy!
man. The streets are talking, bro. Oh, man. And it's getting hot outside. Not only is it the first of the month, but it's getting hot outside. You know what that entails and what that brings.
Right.
When you talk about a city or climate like that, you know, the crime, they say the crime rate go up higher in the summertime. I beg to differ.
When it's hot, what you want to steal?
Woo wee.
Man. Hell, Boogie, before we get back to the asylum, man, got some street sweeper news for you. You know what I'm saying? First team, all NBA, all defense. You know what I'm saying? Got that boy, Jakeem Noah, of course, you know, defensive player of the year, first team. Paul George, CP3, that boy Serge made a, you know, a big-time showing but came up short. And your boy Andre Iguodala. I forgot about old Iguodala, the AI number two. You know what I'm saying? Put it in work. Other news, your boy Johnny. I know you're going to be watching Wednesday's game. Good old Johnny Money and Justin Gilbert, the first-round draft picks for your Cleveland Browns, going to throw out the first pitch against Boston. You know what I mean? Go out there and check out your boy. And then hockey news, uh-oh, we just don't have the NBA final set. We got the NHL hockey set for the Stanley Cup. Them boy, man, it's the battle between the coasts. East against West. L.A. against New York. Can it get any better, L. Boogie? And let me tell you, this is so hot. The Stanley Cup finals is so hot. Ticket prices on the rise, L. Boogie. For the, man, look, in L.A., they went from the regular 200 price, man, for games 1 to 2, they $630 for each game. That's in L.A. When you go to New York, those tickets range by $800. They done jumped up to $1,250. And for game 4 in New York, you better come out the woodwork and buy $1,400 if you want to get in. And that's just on the little, that's just on the little website. You know what I'm saying? So if you go to any other person like StubHub or something, you're going to pay more than that. So big ups to the New York Rangers and the L.A. Kings for making the Stanley Cup final. Ah, it's going down, L. Boogie. You know what I'm saying? I heard your boy Rajon Rondo and Kevin Love exchange pleasantries up in Boston. They met up at a Boston Red Sox game. Got caught, you know, boy, this technology. Got pictures of him shaking hands, and, you know, Rondo say, you know, he didn't really pitch him real hard. He just said, what's up? Well, I don't know what that means. I don't know if Kevin Love a Boston or Midwest, East Coast type of dude, you know what I'm saying? I think he more West Coast. And last but not least, your boy Ed Reed. Ed Reed say he ain't retired. He say he ready to come back for another season, there, Boogie. He ain't signed to a team, but you think your boy Ed Reed going to be able to come back and play one more season, man, before it's all said and done?
I got two folds to this answer. Number one, he's a Hall of Famer. That he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. That's number one. Number two, I knew a guy by the name of Larry Nash. Remember him?
Larry Nash
said that, hey, you play until you can't play no more, and then you do one more year. That's your retirement package. You deserve that, Ed Reed. Now, you take it how you want to take it, but whoever picks him up, he's got to be a situational player. I mean, that's the only way he can play. See him playing every down. But that's me.
Right.
But he is the first Hall of Famer.
That's
do you think I'm gonna piggyback? I want to piggyback on, you know, California Chrome. Do you think that, you know, the horse can get that triple crown? You think what's your chances, bro? Your big intellect said no. What do you think?
Yeah, the big intellect, you know, denied him his chances, but I think, you know, my money riding on the nasal strip, dog. I think California Chrome got what it takes to make that run.
It's a little bit longer. I will agree with the big intellect on that one. You know, that Belmont, they you got to be a stud in order to run that race. But I think that with the nasal strip, what California Chrome has been able to do, you know, in the last 10 or 12 races, man, that horse is something serious. And in the horse racing game, L Boogie, you know, getting your horse over where it needs to be over by the track, getting it proper rest, getting it the proper food and the proper training, you get it tested and you get it right. We've been denied 35 years, L Boogie, for the Triple Crown. It's time that it happens, L Boogie, and I think this is the time. My money riding on California Chrome. I don't know what $100 is going to give me, but I hope it gives me something. Because that's where mine's going. You know?
Spin on California Chrome. Oh, where it's going down. I hope it happens. I love history. So I want it to happen. You know, records are made to be broken. Hey, who knows? You know, the horse might just run a race that's so great that it beats the time of the 35-year record as well. So, you know, hopefully it happens, man. But one point that the being delight did say, every time it was a potential of a Triple Crown, something happened on as far as an injury or something.
Right.
So, but yeah, man, thanks for that street sweet, bro. Man, let's get back to the asylum, man. It's hot. Who you got coming in, man, next?
Who coming in? Yo, it's the street. Who this on the line? Hell, Boogie said we had somebody coming in. Who this on the line with the street?
Man, it's the chef, man.
Oh, my dude. There he is right there. Yo. This is a controversy. How you feel, baby? Long time no hear from. Everything good?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm high off these oxys right now.
That's what I'm talking about. As long as I get to hear your voice, it makes it all good for me, man. Puts a big smile on my face. I know you've been hearing what's been going on. You were saying
man,
from the get that your boys was going to get there. What's going to happen?
I'm going to be honest with you. You want me to tell you some truthfulness? Man, you know, me, L, we was kicking a couple weeks ago, man. And I told, we had a little conversation. And I was in game one and two. But you want me to tell you what I disliked about and what they shouldn't have done? They shouldn't have allowed them teams to blow it. They shouldn't have allowed them teams to blow each other out like that. They discouraged me. They discouraged me and not really haven't been paying attention to it. But other than being in pain and drinking nothing but pregnant woman food.
Sure.
You know, but no, true. Like, I've been feeling like I'm a pregnant woman. They've been giving me tea fluids and more fluids and more fluid. Like I'm pressing some popsicles. But, like, they taking the fun out the game now. And I'm not too proud of what I'm seeing because it should be no reason why the nation called San Antonio and Miami Heat. It's bad for business. You know how many, I bet you, I'm a hater, but I guarantee the numbers that we see, that we seen last year is not going to be the same numbers we see in a couple of days. Which one about that? Because people is not interested no more because they projected this. But everybody, I'm agreeing with, I think it's going six. And I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna put a lot of people up on game, man. When you can come into a man's world and solidify your dominance, You never heard Tim Duncan ever say the words that came out of his mouth ever. But let me put you up. When you have 4 NBA titles, 3 final MVPs, 2 regular season MVPs, you're a 14-time All-Star, and you're a 14-time All-Defensive team, you can say those words because you had the credentials to back them up. Tim Duncan has been playing but nothing but the championship, man. It's just like when you get your, you know, when you get your bid, you know, the only 2 days come when you, first day you go in, then you come home. And that's all he been eating for was the championship, for the season to start and the championship to arise. And it's here. And we're about to show y'all why the San Antonio Spurs is that dominant. But I'm going to let you know something. If they come on with this buffoonery game one, I would not be watching. I'm just cool on it, like, because it's uninteresting. Come on, man. I got so sick and tired of seeing San Antonio blow them out, and then they blow San Antonio out. It wasn't amusing. It was sickening.
Yeah, it ain't going to be like that, Chef. Game 6 was a nice one. I enjoyed the overtime. That was nice to see Tim Duncan, you know, come alive, like L. Boogie said, have his Mighty Joe Namath moment. But I see this one being a little bit different, a little bit tighter. And I got San Antonio, even though I don't want to ride with him.
Man, we don't need you riding with – man, listen, man, grab Miami. Don't be over where we at. Don't nobody know. I'm not accepting that. I don't care about how you love Dallas. Just saying, man, we don't want your company, man. You just gonna have to play this with me.
You gotta
play this
with
me, man.
I got the shame on me. I'm going with Miami because of this. There's nobody on that team that can stop LeBron James.
Man, that's not true, so you can't say that. Do not put the words in your mouth, man. Listen, you just sit up here and say it earlier if you want things on paper. But there's not one team in the – it's only one other team that holds LeBron James to as a lower scoring average than the San Antonio Spurs, man. You cannot say that. And also, let me give you this, because you know I ain't been doing nothing but watching TV and reading. Also, if you remember, everybody keep talking about how heroic his game was last year. But if you remember profoundly, that you remember the first 3 games, he struggled a hell of a lot. You remember that, don't you? You know that, right?
True.
Yeah.
You remember that, right? So let me tell you something. As him being the commander-in-chief, he's going to have to light a lot of energy. He's going to have to ignite a lot of engines. And the engines going to have to be roared up by his fire. He can't sit up here and make excuses of why what happened last year. And let me tell you what we need to go on. He needs to sit up here and make the solution now. One thing about it is, I'm going to tell you something about San Antonio. We know who can sit up here and go off from Miami any given night. I got D-Wade, Chris Bosh. You got Ray Allen, got LeBron James, you know? But other than the 4 players, man, when it's time to really get started, who y'all going to sit up for say? Mario Chalmers? Mario Chalmers going to take over a game for y'all? And big, you know, the victories? Norris Cole? The bird, man? The man that sit up here and flap his wings when he's running down the court? This is who we really going to say? No, we're not. Any given time, man, you just see Boris Diaw just put up 24 points. Like, man, come on. Nah, I'm through. I ain't even on the West.
You mean, and now, can I say what I want to say now, Chef?
Yes, sir.
Boris Meow, because you're going to see how Meow he was, just like last year. He's Meow. Secondly, I'm not taking anything away from as far as his skill, but I just think when it gets a little rambunctious, he tends to, you know, meow.
So, you know, I'm not going to take anything away from that guy. And also, the health of Tony Parker is crucial for you guys. You know, say what you want, but he's the head of the snake. He has to get the ball to Tim Duncan. You know,
I agree.
Yes, Manuel is playing good, but his booty hole got tight in the finals last year. He played good last year in the finals. We thought Manuel was going to be cold in the finals. He got to the finals, and we was like, wow. So you don't know what Manuel Ginobili did. So only consistent guy you got is Kawhi Leonard, because let's not gloss. Tim Duncan had one or two bad games, too. In the finals.
No.
Kawhi Leonard, he been on the down last three games there, Boogie. He ain't been consistent. It's been the big dog getting the middle.
He's been consistent on being what he is, and that's a dog defender, getting rebounds.
Yes.
Whatever he
right.
does offensive is effective.
Right.
Not taking nothing away from Kawhi Leonard. You know what I'm saying? But you're playing against LeBron James, so it's going to be a little different when you're playing against Kevin Durant and when you're playing against LeBron James on the guard in somebody's side. So I think it's going to go seven. But I just can't see anyone beating LeBron James four times. That's just me. I've been right the last, you know, since we've been there. So you can say what you want. Not only is he the man, he's also the X factor. That's what's tough about this guy, man. Oh, they have
L. Boogie, but you're forgetting one thing, man. Controversy. LeBron James. He makes it to the NBA championship. He's on the verge of a three-peat. LeBron James had one of the worst career performances that ever existed. In NBA championship history. Oh my God. Hey, listen, do you understand? T-Row, let me tell you something, T-Row. Hey, listen, I've been in the hospital on and off, man, for 3 weeks. You want me to tell you what this body and this mental been doing? It's been reading stuff moment she go read, because I don't know how to do nothing else. So let me tell you something, let me tell you something, T-Ron L. Boogie. You know, it's a big thing going on in Cleveland right now, what they want to do with Kyrie. You know what most people want to do with Kyrie right now?
What
train
they want
him.
To do?
They want to trade him.
What?
Hold on. You've been doing a lot of reading, and I didn't ask D-Mac this. You did. And I want you to tell me, because the street's been talking. I wanted to save this for the last part of the show, but you just made me go to it now before we, you know. Did you hear about Josh Gordon?
No, I haven't.
Well, the street's been talking. Josh has been caught. And it's just assumptions. Him and a friend of his was caught in his car. You know, he was speeding. And in the vehicle, he had a large amount of marijuana, but it wasn't his. It was his, you know, passenger. But he was driving.
So he's a big dummy.
He's got the funk in his pocket.
But what I have been reading, man, if the Browns could pull that off, hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all something right now, man. Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Cavaliers is two aggressive teams right now. And I'm going to tell y'all why. The Browns are in the running of getting Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace, and there's one more player. Hold on. Oh, and Denarius Moore from the Oakland Raiders. They is asking for a little bit of nothing for Andre Johnson, and I just don't understand why.
You really don't?
The Texans are stupid. It's the new system they trying to build. That new coach Bill O'Brien trying to shake it up. He gonna collapse the whole franchise.
Now let me tell you what Bill Belichick do. He offered Danny Amendola
say no more.
He said a moment of silence.
Moment of silence right there. For real.
You know what I mean?
Man, I'm going to say this. I don't offer a lot for Dre. Only reason why I say that is because of the mileage on the tire. Great talent. He will be, I think, a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? But he should be, you know, give him not a first-round pick, but maybe a third-rounder or a fourth-rounder, you know what I mean? So to help out the receiving core.
I'm telling you all this, man, but you know, we were together, man, what I was doing, checking out all the controversy in the streets was really going on. The Cleveland Cavaliers is going to land somebody huge. And I don't think it's coming from the draft. It ain't coming from the draft. If they got their eyes set on Wiggins, man, they about to make the biggest mistake in their life. I really think that the Cavaliers is going all in for LeBron James. And I'm going to tell you, and it makes all the sense in the world. And I'm about to tell you something, T-Row, that D-Mac hit right on it. See, what solidified Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, they played on one dominant team, and they made their names, and they shit up here, and they showed their anger. They did more than energize the game. They created more waves. And the way they created carries their image in a legendary existence into the horizon today. So, it's my phone? Is that my phone?
Is that my phone?
It's the street, baby. You know what I mean?
Is the phone supposed to be ringing?
No, because look, my phone lifted, man. I just got a new phone. I think somebody stole my phone. I was in the hospital. Oh, it's crazy. I'm about to take this baby back in the morning. Can't have that. But, no, it's just, you know, LeBron James, I won't be able, because listen, man, who can't, and I'm going to tell y'all something, and I'm going to go all the way to D-Max, to be into that big out. I'm standing here first. Is the greatest. I'm saying it flat out. I can't put no Tim Duncan over Magic, over Mike or Magic ever, man. I've been watching nothing but Michael Jordan, and I have hated that man for so long. But how can I hate greatness, man? I have watched.
El Boogie said every night, man, before the show ends on every show, man. You can't stop greatness. Mike was the greatest, dog. The GOAT. Don't be hating.
Man, I'm talking my eyes saying, damn it. I haven't been doing nothing but sleeping and reading. And I have been a lot of studying, man. And Michael Jack, man, Michael Jordan. Hey, we're not going to – I don't want to – listen, man. I'm saying it right now. I don't want to go to heaven. Send me to hell. You can send me with Mike – with Michael Jackson neck, with Diana Ross neck, I want to see Marvin Gaye getting high. I don't want to say heaven too goddamn quiet. Send me to hell. Mike up there dance right now. Man, he might be helping little boys. That's where I want to be at. I want to be with a controversy yet, man. You hear me? Because you want me to tell you why? Because heaven is too goddamn quiet. I want to burn a little bit. I feel sad. Hey, man, I'm in the streets, man. I'm in the streets. I feel good being in the streets. Most I talk to me, I'm down to a mud. I'm like 60%. Just had surgery yesterday. Successful. But I love y'all guys, man. L Boogie, I'm blowing down on you Thursday. We're going to grab you, man. We're going to grab Mac Styles. And we're going to show our bunk. Man, listen, man. We're going to show our
you know
what
we're doing, man. We're going to pick up Big Brother Almighty. We're going over, you know what I'm saying, over the wild. We're on the world tour, man. We're in the streets Thursday.
Uh-oh. It's going to be a lot of, hey, listen, I'm bringing the cameras out, man. It'll be a lot of low blows. It'll be a lot of debate, but it's all love. All money.
No doubt, man.
We turn the city up. Hey, T-Roll, man, guess what? You can come home, baby. You ain't got him around from. You can come home, baby. Man, it's my time. I got to pop these pills, man. I love y'all. It's so hot. And before y'all San Antonio haters, I told y'all, streets.
There you have it. Man, the chef.
He gonna always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know the chef, man. Did you hear this guy?
Chef, don't take no pills. You know, this is what you need to do. You always need to do this. You know what I'm saying, El Boogie?
Man, 347-855-8896. You already know. We'll be back in a second to conclude the show. Man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go. West Coast motherfucker, George Bush, George Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chris Farley, Chris Rock, Bob Marley, Rick James, knew how to throw a party. Snoop Dogg, all the way to Cheech and Chong, Cypress Hill, Robert Downey hit the bomb, Ricky Williams, fuck how Miami feeling. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. If you a baller, nigga, I'm a Hall of Famer. Lion tamer with 2/4-5 framers. Understand that your life's in danger. Get your mama. Tell you not to talk to strangers, little nigga. I'm the hillside stranger, have a banger, calling for the long ranger. Most rappers, they wanna fuck singer. I'm a nigga, that wanna own Topanga. G4, pull it up out the hanger. A little something to fuel you niggas' anger. The swine, I'm your face rearranger. In a mansion, cause Jesus born in a manger. Motherfucker, belong on Jerry Springer. I'm a gangster, up in your CD changer. I'll gank you for $20, then I'll thank you. Police, still get the middle finger. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you bitches drinking. Little niggas, don't try this at home. Mama in the bathroom, leave her ass alone. Cause she probably taking chronic straight to the dome. Go play your little fucker, stop being grown. Dave Chappelle, 50 million and a throne. With a big Zulu bitch, nigga getting blown. Watch your tone, if you wear copper tone. Go back to Africa, used to be a theme song. I'm in the zone, do anybody got a zone? I ain't your papa, but daddy is a rolling stone. You's a clone, who don't know the shit you on. Unless it's on, a motherfucking ringtone. I'm in the throne, with 2 bottles of Patron. You need a loan, to fuck with the family stone. Nigga gone, tell them Ice Cube is home. Gorilla niggas, here come King Kong. This is West Coast nigga thinking. California quicksand got a nigga sinking. I can give a fuck what you niggas drinking.
Oh man, we in the street. It's all our callers. If you ever want to go back and listen to yourself and come back on Friday and, you know, gets back on something we said or was incorrect on, blogtalkradio.com. Search box, the streets is talking. Or you can use Stream, you know what I mean? Go to Ustream.com, man. GlobalNetwork1.com. Special shout out to AJ down, you know what I mean? ATL covered in Georgia. Fast Eddie, the streets. The sports officials. Heaven know you, man. I see you go. Man. It's frenzy on a Monday. We'll see the results for game one on Friday. We'll talk about it. I got the Heat still in game one.
I can't wait to get going now.
For all you guys, you know, on that Spurs, you better put them on. Put them on your boots and strap up. Cause they
coming with
Timberland, not Cowboys. They coming with Timberland boots, not Cowboy boots. I'm telling you. Black.
Yeah. It's going down, man. Good old Josh Gordon. That boy there, I'm telling you, man, when you're on that substance, boy, it's getting out of hand. Josh Gordon, take a break. Darren Washington, take a break. Y'all got to take
man.
Will Hill, take a break. You been cut. They don't like what you're doing. It's getting crazy, L Boogie. These dudes think they can get away with this, man. You only got to stop what you're doing for 3 months, man. That's all you got to do. You know the test is coming.
Man.
Big shout out to studio guests, man. You know what it is. Blue and Rue. Rue will be out there in the town, man. Rue, they say bring a rain jacket and your rain boots left. They say it's raining out there in Ohio, man. And we're going to send that jar of 110 to you, L Boogie, so make sure Root give you 110-degree heat. You know what I mean? And, man, big shout-out to the fam. You know, big shout-out to everybody on the web checking us out. North Park, Texas, what's up with it? The Hippie Thugs, I see you. I went and seen them. The Hippie Thugs, you know how they get down, L Boogie, putting them beats down. You know what I mean?
Man, this was Big Dummy Monday, man. I think Josh Gordon and Will Hill, they made the team today.
They made the team.
Man, I appreciate those shout-outs, bro, man. I just want to give a shout-out, man, to the God, you know, for giving us and blessing us the chance to do what we do in the streets. Secondly, I want to give a shout-out to Greg. Because without greatness, we couldn't do that either. You know what I mean? But you know how I always say, man, you know, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Man, we're going to keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You know what I mean? Special shout out to my mama, Cookie Meeks, man. You know, my little niece, London. She's spending the whole summer up here, too, man, at 5. It's doing her thing, man. She's jazzy. You know what I mean? Special shout out to Huff Heights, man. Yo, bro, you got any more things else to say, man? Before we,
Texas, stand up. KB Pope, that's how we get down. You know what it is. Let them pick it all day long, represent. L.A., to my dude, Juel, to my big dog, big brother. Hell, put it down. You know what it is, man.
I got one more shout out, man. Special shout out to man, our man D Mac. He made the Police Academy, man. So you know, shout out to D Mac, man.
You get the carry the D. Make sure you carry the big one.
See, now I'ma be upset, man. D Mac is business like the big one. I can't like
you. You gonna have
the
handcuffs on you,
man.
You can't go nowhere.
You know, we can't.
7K series.
So you know it is.
To be a woman like a so many player haters imitators.
We out.
Yeah.
Strict.
We out. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on green, man, turning back like the chef.
96 big body sitting no throne. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in, formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the property, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cooking shit that we infect and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, boss hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.